We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha. You are Alpha. And Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you,
we give you.
Return all the glory to you. Please open our eyes of understanding and bless us mightily. In Jesus' name we pray. If you're a believer, say louder, amen.
Amen.
Please, you may be seated. Help me tell somebody close to you something good will happen to you this morning. And I think you should declare, it is my turn to celebrate. It shall be so in the name of Jesus. I have been asked to speak on the topic, husband material, wife material. And before I proceed, I need to give a few words of introduction before I proceed. The first word of introduction I want to give is that for those who are married, you don't have a chance to change. Whatever material you have carried is the best material for you. The Lord will help you to enjoy that material in Jesus' name. So for all the singles in the house that are yet to marry, congratulate yourself that at least I have this opportunity. Congratulate yourself because by the time I begin to analyze some things, some people may begin to think that, the one way I carry, don't I need to do something about it? No. You don't have that opportunity at all. You have carried. The Lord will help you. Okay, the second thing I want to say before I discuss further is that every one of us can improve ourselves. There is none of us that cannot improve ourselves. Every single person can become better. You can become a better person. And if you are working on yourself, it means there are areas of your life where you are very honest with yourself. Characters, habits that persistently shows in your life. And you know that these habits are not good. You can get rid of them. There are things you can do. There are ways you can use to improve yourself. So before I do the analysis of husband material and wife material, I will talk about that one. How do you improve yourself? How do you become a better person? How can you become a better person? The first rule of becoming a better person is be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. That means you should look into your life. Based on the word of God, based on different kinds of things you yourself, you know about yourself. You should be able to list at least 4 things in your life that needs improvement. Every year, one of the things I do before I enter a new year is to sit down and write down what are the areas I want to work on in the new year. Every one of us can become better. Do you know that if you spend money, let's say you always love to eat gala 3 times in a day, it could be something you want to get rid of. Let's assume that you easily get angry. You know, there are people who easily get angry. Let's assume that you easily get angry. It's not something that you want in your life. What do you do about it? Let's assume that you talk too much. You sleep too much. There are things you can do something about. You can become a better person. But the first rule of it is be honest with yourself. You have to be honest. You have to be able to say, this habit is just not good. Number 2 that you need to do is ask for and receive honest feedback. Ask for and receive honest feedbacks. Ask for and receive honest feedbacks. Do you know that if you really have somebody who is a very good friend of yours that you know tells the truth, if you go to the person and say, look at my life, what are the things you feel I need to work on? They will tell you. That is honest friend, though. But if how will you know that your friend is not an honest person and your friend is not a good friend? If you go to any of your friend and you say, look at me, what things do I need to improve on? And you say, you are perfect. You don't need anything. Run away from that person. He is not your friend. I'm telling you, that person is not your friend. Why won't you have one thing to improve on? Have you become Mr. Perfect? Are you an angel? You must have one thing to improve on. So if you don't have one area that somebody can tell you and say, but you must be honest. And your friend must know that you are. That's why I say ask for and receive. If the person tells you and say, this area of your life, I say, keep try it. That's how you'll be talking. The person says, next time you are still coming. When next time when you go to that person and say, what do I need to correct? That person says, don't worry. Because you don't ask for and you don't receive. Don't let people deceive you. Look for people that when you ask them, give me a feedback about my life, they will tell you the truth. Not your enemy. You don't need your enemy for that. Your enemy can be useful too, but you don't need your enemy. You need an honest friend that will tell you, I observe this about you, and I think you should work on this area. So you ask for and receive honest feedback. Number 3, get as much information on that area as possible. Get as much information on that area as possible. Get as much information on that area as possible. What does it mean to get as much information on that particular area as possible? What am I talking about? What am I really referring to? What it means is this. There is nothing new in the universe. What did I say? There is nothing new in the universe. There is no problem that you are faced with that people have not faced it and overcome it. And they wrote down their testimony. No problem. Tell me that problem. Somebody has encountered it, has overcome it, and has written it down. That some people have put it in testimonies, in books, in cassettes. They have said, this is the challenge I had, though. When I faced this challenge, though, this is what I did, though, and this is how I overcame. So you too, learn from them. If you listen to them, you will gain something. Because you share similar challenges. So from your knowledge of what they did, you may be able to learn from what they did and use it, and it may work for you. So, get as much information as possible. Finally, so that I can move quickly to the main thing I want to talk about, is work on yourself. Work on yourself. Focus. Pick that area and work on yourself. That particular aspect, face it. This year, if it is one thing you want to improve in the area of your character, in the area of your habits, pick that one thing and say, this year, this is one thing I want to work on. So which one are you picking for this year? Which area of your life do you think you need to work on? Which area of your life do you think you need to do something about? So, as much as possible, this new year, itemize those areas, pick it down. Do you know that one of the habits you may need to improve is, for instance, not returning phone calls? All your friends may be complaining that we call you, you will never return our call. We call you, your business person will tell you in the office, we call, you don't return phone call. And you can make up your mind that for this year, I want to make sure I return people's phone calls. That's how to become better. Just pick something, an area of your life that is very critical, and begin to work on yourself. So, what I'm saying in essence is this, that as you go to husband material, wife material, with the help of the Holy Spirit, you can become a better person. So finally, on that area, is pray for the help of the Holy Spirit. Let me say that one so that we can now move on. Pray for the help of the Holy Spirit, and it will help you so that area of your life, you can do something about it. Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24. I read from verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make this swear, Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the heart, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. Now, please go straight to verse 12. I will continue reading from verse 12 now. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. Let me stop there. This is one of the best, in fact, as far as I'm concerned in the Bible, this is my number one selection of a passage on marriage and divine guidance when it comes to marriage. This particular passage in the Bible is very detailed. For our time, I will pick some things from what this man of God did. The first thing is that he told his servant the type of wife that his son must not marry. So the first thing is who you should not marry at all. There are some people you should not marry. Once you marry them, you should know the implication. He said, don't take out of among the people of the land. What does it mean? You will find the meaning in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 18. You will see the meaning there. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 18. It says, be not unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. For know ye not what fellowship hath light with darkness? What communion has the temple of God with the temple of an idol? Say, be ye separate from among them. If you are a true child of God, you are not to marry an unbeliever. No matter how nice, how generous, how friendly, how beautiful, how handsome he or she may be, you are not to marry somebody who is an unbeliever. So it shouldn't even come into your consideration for you to be considering that the lady is a very nice, although she's a Muslim, she's such a very nice type of Muslim. It shouldn't even be among your consideration for you to be saying, yes, this man, even though he doesn't come to church, he is not really born again. But you know, he's just fine. He's just a very nice... When you marry a child of the devil, your father-in-law is the devil. He can visit anytime. And when he visits, you will know he has come. He can pay your house a visit anytime. So the man can be very gentle, but the day he visits the man, you will see that you have somebody else. If he visits the woman, you will see that you have a father-in-law. So it is a no-no. There's nothing about praying about it. That is the starting point of where a lot of people have missed it. They even consider it. They even panic it. You will try to doctor it. No. That is not a husband material. That is not a wife material, no matter who that person is. Number two is that when you watch the prayer of this person, it tells you something very important again. It tells you that God has a hand in marriage. Because when this servant got to that land, what did he do? He prayed. He prayed. You think you can marry just anybody? It is not like that, though. Not that you cannot marry. You know today. Do you know tomorrow? Who knows tomorrow? The only person who knows tomorrow and who has tomorrow is God. And God can guide you. He can tell you. But if you don't want him to guide, you can use your own sense. You look at a lady. You look at the front. You look at the back. You measure her height. And if his figure, what? 8. Okay. You say, this one must be good. Then you now start a yoje. You now state Linda, Lara, Lola, and begin to Linda, Lola, 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 and tap, and pick one of them. God have mercy on you. Or you have the head of men. Different men are just running over you. You now begin to evaluate. This one has a first degree. This one has a car. This one has, you know nothing. The man prayed. When it comes to marriage, if you know how to pray, you won't even make some mistake because God will show you that he has no hand in your marrying certain individuals. Are you getting the way I'm separating it? The first issue is that anybody who is an unbeliever, don't even pray about that person. If you pray and you say God has spoken to you, it's a lie. Some of you deceive yourself. You'll be going to prophets, carrying names of people there. Is it the prophet that will help you live in the house? Me, I can never marry somebody. When I was a youth, I have been taught that I will never marry somebody that a prophet selects for me. Never. Is it the prophet that will get the wife? Is it his wife? No. That one is not the area of prophecy. Now me and God, we will settle this one. Some of you will not carry name to prophet. They will not select for you. Now say, because the prophet has selected this one, you not marry. You say that's your husband and your wife. You will see, when you see where, is that not what they say? You will know. The first rule, talk to God yourself. Tell God. The Bible says it. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Tell God, I want to get married. Don't let me miss it. Speak to me. Guide me. Several ways God can guide you. One brother in Ilorin, his brother and I myself were in the school together. He was to get married to one sister. So he was praying. As he was praying, in the night, God opened the eyes of the brother that wanted to get married to this lady. And he saw the lady, and he saw that from her waist downward, animal. From her waist upward, human being. When he woke up in the morning, he was shaking. If you had one that saw such vision, how will you? He was doing like this. It cannot be so. It cannot be so. Their house and the house of that lady was not far from each other. From that day, that lady does not pass in front of their house again. When they have not confronted her, they didn't confront her, they didn't say anything. No, she knew that God had opened the eyes of that brother. From that day, she doesn't come to their house again. Imagine if he did not pray in court. Somebody has married somebody like that. He just married. He looked at figure 10. And he married figure 10. Olombashe. After marrying figure 10, and they were inside, one day, he woke up. When he woke up, he looked beside him. And he saw that it was a tiger that he got married to. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's in one Open Heavens. Which Open Heavens? Was it last year? Last year, Open Heavens. Did you share it? He said, if you talk, sure you have seen me now. Maybe some men said they have hearts. It's because you have not seen what will make you afraid. You know, say, not only women, they shake. You say, I get heart. May you not see what will make your heart to shake. So, if you talk as from today, you have seen Tiger, yes? So every night he was sleeping with Tiger. He was getting leaner and leaner. Bro, how are things? It is well. It is well. People say, bro, bounding up. It is well. He was getting lean every day. Some people were so worried, they had to call him aside, start ministering to him before the truth came. Not all that glitters is gold. Pray. Ask God to reveal to you who is this person. It is not. That's why I pity people who just copy things blindly. You hear that in America they are dating. You two, you come to. Is Nigeria and America, did they tell you it's compared? Can't you see? Can't you see that there are two different environments? If a lady is working in America, if she's pregnant, if a lady is pregnant in America, and you just go to America today, and you go to her, and you say, at least, Dikishitu, come. Come, you are my witness today. At least, if I can talk very authoritatively, he goes to U.S. very well. He will confirm. Let me finish telling it. He will now say whether it is truth or not, and I will give him phone. I will give him a microphone. In America, my junior brother stays in the same state where you are. So when he sees a pregnant woman, he say, oh, hello, how are you? I say, yo, touch. He will say, touch. He will feel the baby. He said, it's a girl. It's a boy. He will be telling you, it's a boy, again. Doesn't know you before.
And I can also tell you, my due date is March 7, about 5 o'clock. I will deliver this baby.
Try it for Nigeria. Try it. You never tell them, say, due date. You are having bad dream. You will see good dream. So is that the type of place you want to compare yourself? You are saying you are doing dating. There are criminals there. There are liars there. There are bad people in America. But generally, they are honest. They will not pretend to you. When you meet a lady or a man, you can almost tell you, most of them, you can know what they believe in. They will tell you what they believe, what they like, what they don't like. They can tell you just by interacting. That is why dating can even work in that place. Because most of them will disclose who they are. This one, you need God make you open your eyes. This Niger. You see somebody in the church within like this. Oh, you all fine. Bless God. Now lie. God must open your eyes. This Niger one, you better pray. Say, Father God, open my eyes. So this is why they are giving back to you. You are doing dating. You are copying America. Which America? You won't copy dating. You better stop all those nonsense. When it gets to marriage, it's your life. You better pray so that God can open your eyes and you can have conviction on what you are doing. Say you are doing dating. So, number three, now comes to the issue of character. Of everything that is important for you to enjoy a home, some things are the most important. Who that person is more important than what that person has. Who the person is. There are some qualities that when you see it in a person, all things being equal, that person is going places. I don't have much time today on Thursday, but I'll just gloss through them. We have said we are organizing for brothers only, for sisters only, but I will talk more in all those things for those who come. But character. A person, whether a man or a woman, must have a clear-cut vision for his or her life. He must know, this is what I want to do. A man or a woman that want to get married to must be hard-working, must not be a lazy loafer. Okomo pancake kuni. You go and marry that one, you are in trouble. Is it pancake you will eat? DJ, yes. Papa, yes. Is it pancake? You cannot eat this one. It's good for our ladies to be very neat. But God have mercy on you if you marry a lazy person. Even if you are wealthy, she will be a permanent pain in your neck. All she will know how to do is to be wasting your money, spending money, going. That's all. She cannot generate income. She cannot also. She cannot do work. She will become a liability. The same thing for a man. There are men that are handsome and lazy. All they have time. Men. Lazy men. Plenty. When they are young, that they should know how to work, you will see them. They are the one that knows there is one cologne, there is one perfume. If you go marry that type of a useless person, if he's a serious person, where will he have time for cologne? This age. He will, later, all those things will come. But at a young age, you see a young man is very concerned about pancake. He'll be doing powder. He'll be doing everything. He'll be so meticulous. You two will say, oh, he's handsome. Ah, liability. And you see another person, he's so focused. He may not know how to dress well, but he knows what he's going for. Very hardworking, very diligent. Watch them 10, 20 years. The one that is doing pancake today is going to walk under that other person that you are looking down on. Because while he's busy wasting his time, this other one is walking slowly, articulately. By the time that one becomes big, this other one with all his handsome, with all his thing, will be walking under him. So, you better know what to look for in a person. Look for qualities that will last. There are some men, they are not supposed to marry. Some men are not supposed to get married. Why? If their mother says, sit down here, this is where you will meet them. They don't know the difference between honor your parents and obey your parents, and the difference between when you are a stooge, when you have no mind of your own. When you are 18 plus and above, and you're a man, you have to begin before marriage to let your parents know you can think for yourself. Especially your mother. In order to protect your wife. Not after marriage. Before marriage. You will respect, you will take care, but she should know she cannot dictate for you. Before marriage. Before you even get the lady. If it is your mother that dictates everything about your life before marriage, then you got married and you now say no. Who is going to fight? Who will they fight? Your wife. They say she's the one teaching him. See, we always have our way with him before. We tell him to do this, he will do this. So even for no reason, before marriage, you have to teach them some lessons. I come from a very large family and we normally have a lot of functions every year. I was fortunate to have had some of this type of teaching. So I used to have time to attend some of the functions. Some years before marriage, I stopped attending. So when they asked me, hey, there is so burial somewhere. I say, let the dead bury their dead. They say, Biodun, be careful. We will joke. We will play. How about this one? I say, I don't even have time, self. I want to go and do something else. So I had done that for them for about 2 years. Then I got married. When I got married, when the course of functions, I will look at it. If I feel it is not necessary, I will tell my wife, don't bother going. Whenever they see you in the next function, tell them, I say, you should not go. So when we get to another function and we are seated and we started joking, they say, hey, they call Yahuwah. Why did we see you? I said, he's your brother. We know him. That's how he used to be. Just be helping us to tell him. They are now begging her to tell me. Because I knew what to do to protect her. If before they used to call me and I go to every function, after when if I don't have time again, what would they call? They say, they start attacking the woman. But when they know that the person they have before self doesn't come, so now they're seeing me. So I said, this one that even see me come, self, you better thank her. They say, thank you. The person they wanted to fight, they start thanking her. But boy men, kindergarten men, they will get married. Their mother will come home. We go to the kitchen and then be checking what you cook in the pot. One of my niece tried it, checked the pot. That was the last day. I said, come here. Pot will away. What? Eh? Where? But when you see men who don't have nothing in their brain, they are supposed to be babies. This is how they'll be turning their head up and down. Your wife won't have any say. You just create stress, unnecessary stress for the woman because you are a baby. You don't know where to put each person. They are still your people, but if you're a man, be a man. And do you know, you can know these things. Never marry anybody that is a product of conflict. If you see somebody that anywhere, that person is always fighting this one, fighting that one, you better be careful. Before I got married, one of the prayers I was praying for myself is never to marry a lady that does not know how to talk. You know that some lady, they don't know how to talk. When they open their mouth like this, they just look, boom, bombshell. Say, God, have mercy on me. So when you see a sister like that, if she like, let her be queen Nigeria. If you marry her, you are in trouble. You are in trouble because when you are not at home and visitors come, who are they going to meet? You will keep settling one problem or the other. Look for qualities. Qualities that you like. Qualities that you know will stand the test of time. Not qualities that are ephemeral. I hope with this little point of mine, I have been able to convince you. That in the name of Jesus, God will give you a beautiful home. Thank you. God bless you.
I am blessed. Hope you are blessed too. Let's throw forth our hands and pray for our daddy that God should bless him for what he has done to us this morning through God. Let's pray for him.